All right, ready for another deep dive? Today we're tackling responsible electronics recycling, and specifically this thing called the R2 standard.
Yeah, this isn't just about tossing your old phone in the trash.
Definitely not. We're digging into the nitty-gritty of responsible recycling. We've got the R2 equipment categorization and the R2 V3 standard documents right here,
which outline some really important stuff.
So let's not waste any time. What exactly is this R2 standard anyway?
So the R2 standard, it's basically like the gold standard for anyone handling used electronics.
Okay, high stakes.
It's all about making sure things are done right, you know, protecting the environment, workers, and even your personal data, all that good stuff.
Like an ethical checklist for handling all those old gadgets we accumulate.
Exactly. Think of it like the organic label for food. But instead of making sure your Apple is pesticide-free, it's about ensuring your old phone doesn't end up polluting a river in some other country or, you know, leaking your personal data.
That's a good way to put it. So it's like a universal language for the whole electronics recycling world.
Precisely. And here's something I really appreciate about it. The R2 standard wasn't just like imposed by some big organization. It was actually developed by a whole bunch of stakeholders.
Oh, interesting. So it's collaborative.
Yeah. Industry experts, recyclers, even consumer groups, they all had a say in shaping it.
That makes a lot of sense, getting everyone on board from the start.
Exactly. It's about finding solutions that work for everyone involved. And to give it that extra stamp of approval, it's aligned with the American National Standards Institute, you know, ANSI.
ANSI.
Yeah, there are essential requirements, which means it had to go through a really rigorous development and oversight process.
Okay, so this is legit. We're not messing around here, but let's back up for a second. What are the main areas that the R2 standard actually covers?
It boils down to three core areas. Protecting the environment, ensuring worker safety, and of course, keeping your data secure.
Got it. So we're talking about the whole nine yards, environmental impact, worker safety, and data security, all huge issues.
Right. It connects all of them.
Okay. I'm starting to see the big picture here, but how does all of this actually work in the real world? Let's break down some of the details.
Okay. So we've got this R2 equipment categorization document. Honestly, it doesn't sound quite as, you know, glamorous as diving into the actual recycling process. Yeah, I get you. It sounds kind of dry, but trust me, this document is surprisingly important.
Okay, so, like, what's the big deal with categorizing everything? Why is it so crucial?
Well, think of it this way. Not all electronics are created equal when it comes to recycling, right?
True.
Like, a brand new phone, still in the box, that's pretty straightforward. But a phone that's been used, maybe even dropped a few times.
Definitely a different story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where this categorization comes in. It's like a giant sorting hat for electronics, helping facilities figure out exactly how to handle each device based on its condition and what it can still do.
A sorting hat, huh? Like that analogy. So instead of Gryffindor or Slytherin, we've got categories for things like needs repair or ready for resale.
You got it. And this document gets surprisingly detailed. It's not just about whether it turns on. We're talking about cosmetic conditions like, is it scratched? Does it have dents? Is the screen cracked?
Wow, they really thought of everything. But why is all that detail so important? I mean, does it really matter if my old phone has a scratch on the back?
It's all about transparency. This detailed categorization ensures that everyone in the recycling chain knows exactly what they're dealing with.
Okay, so no surprises when you're buying a refurbished device, right?
Precisely. Imagine you're buying a like new laptop online, but when it arrives, it looks like it went through a war zone. Not cool. The system helps prevent that.
That makes a lot of sense. Transparency is key, especially when it comes to buying refurbished electronics. You want to know what you're getting.
Absolutely. And by linking these cosmetic categories with functionality descriptions, the REC helps build trust between sellers and buyers.
Okay, so the R2 equipment categorization, it's all about making sure things are handled responsibly and transparently. But let's circle back to something we touched on earlier, data security. That's a big one for me, and I'm guessing for a lot of our listeners, too. So we've talked about how important data security is, but what does that look like in action? Does the R2 standard lay down the law on that front?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking serious data protection here.
Okay, good to know. So it's more than just hitting the delete button, right?
Way more. Think fortress-level security. Core Requirement 7 of the R2 V3 standard, that's where it's all laid out.
Core Requirement 7, sounds intense.
It is. We're talking strict data sanitization plans, security controls at every level, even incident response procedures.
Wow, so they've got all the bases covered. But what does that actually look like in practice? How do they make sure my data is gone for good?
Well, there's a whole range of methods, depending on the device and the sensitivity of the data. Software erasure is a big one.
Software erasure? What's that?
Basically, they use specialized software to overwrite the data multiple times. It's like writing something down, then erasing it, and writing over it again and again until you can't even tell what was there in the first place. Makes it practically impossible to recover anything.
Okay, that makes sense. So, kind of like making sure those embarrassing teenage diary entries are gone for good. But what about those cases where you need to be extra careful? Is software always enough?
Not always. Sometimes you need to go old school and destroy the physical storage device.
You mean like smashing it with a hammer?
Well, it can be that dramatic. Shredding, crushing, anything to make sure the data is unrecoverable. They even have this technique called degaussing.
Degaussing. Okay, now you're just messing with me, right?
No, really. It sounds like something out of Star Trek, but it's actually pretty cool. They use a powerful magnetic field to completely wipe any magnetic storage.
So it's like hitting the reset button on a giant magnet.
Basically. And it's super effective.
Wow, technology is something else. But it's not just about the methods themselves, right? Don't they have to prove they're actually following through on all of this?
Absolutely. The R2 standard requires meticulous record keeping for every single device.
So it's all tracked and accounted for.
Exactly. Unique identifiers, specific sanitization methods used, it's all documented. Plus, there are regular audits to make sure everyone's following the rules.
That's reassuring, because honestly, the thought of my old data ending up in the wrong hands, that's a scary thought.
I hear you. It's a huge concern, and it's why those audits are so important. They help ensure that R2 certified recyclers are walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
That's good to know. It's like choosing an R2 certified recycler is an extra layer of protection, not just for the environment, but also for my own peace of mind.
Exactly. And speaking of protecting things, the R2 standard doesn't stop at data. It also tackles those horror stories about e-waste being dumped in other countries, creating toxic hazards.
Oh, right. The whole out of sight, out of mind problem. But thankfully, the R2 standard addresses that too, right?
Right. They call them focus materials. Things like lead, mercury, certain types of batteries. These need special handling because of their potential impact on the environment and, of course, people.
So no sweeping those under the rug?
Nope. The R2 standard mandates responsible recycling for those focus materials, even if it means tracking them through a whole chain of different facilities.
It's like a chain of custody for hazardous materials.
Precisely. They call it downstream responsibility. R2 certified facilities are accountable for making sure those focus materials are managed responsibly every step of the way.
That's amazing. It's like they've thought of everything.
Well, they've tried to be as comprehensive as possible.
I'd say so. This has been incredibly eye-opening. I feel like I've learned so much about responsible electronics recycling. So next time I upgrade my phone, I'm definitely looking for that R2 certification.
That's what we like to hear. Choosing R2 certified recyclers, it's a win-win for everyone.
Exactly. It's about making informed choices that benefit both people and the planet. And on that note, we've reached the end of another deep dive. Until next time, folks, stay curious, stay informed, and keep those gadgets green.